A winter storm hit Haines last weekend, covering the town in about 15 inches of snow. Skiers and sledders rejoiced, but drivers did not. Many roads that normally would have been plowed in the past were left covered. That's because the State Department of Transportation has scaled back its snow plowing budget. Haines DOT maintenance foreman Matt Boron says this first snowstorm happened at the worst time possible, Friday night.
Since the storm hit on a weekend, that's like the worst case scenario because we have Saturday and Sunday where we really, you know, don't work.
Boron says DOT is not allowing overtime plowing on most roads in Haines.
In the past, we've just been Johnny on the spot and we like to take care of everybody and everything. But we mainly, you know, we're only able to concentrate on the Haines Highway and in the airport and pretty much had to let most of everything else go.
DOT ranks roads between level 1 and 4 based on the volume of traffic. Boron says this winter they're only allowed to work overtime to plow higher level roads like the highway. But it was hard for him to stick to those marching orders.
We actually did, after we got done doing the highway, we did make a quick pass around. I think we went around just the small tracks area. We did go around that one time just because it was so bad. But even that, I really wasn't supposed to do.
Residents who live out Mud Bay say that road did not get much plowing over the weekend.
Really ruddy in single lane. I mean, there wasn't a lot of traffic, so, but whenever you did run into someone, you had to pull over into the deeper snow, and most of the cars are plowing, you know, like the snow was so high in the middle that you're plowing all the way in.
Renee Hoffman lives at 6 Mile Mud Bay. She is worried about what would happen if an ambulance or fire truck needed to respond to an emergency in her neighborhood. If the roads aren't plowed, it could impact response times. As for borough-owned roads, Public Facilities Director Brad Ryan says his crews did their usual amount of clearing over the weekend. He said the reduced plowing from DOT didn't seem to impact borough plowing.
But it didn't impact our routes, really, to speak of. They were out early on Friday when the storm came in, and we plowed late and then plowed Saturday morning, chose to wait for the storm just for efficiency's sake to kind of end.
Ryan says he heard from people who were surprised at how much DOT did plow. But Boron says there was definitely a difference, and he doesn't see DOT being more flexible on the plowing limitations. The department's budget was cut by more than $30 million this year. Boron says communities around the state are seeing more restrictions in snow response.
It's terrible. I mean, it's not the way that I've ever done business. And my wife drives on these roads. I drive on these roads. I actually live on a Class 4 road that I'm not allowed to plow. So you could even say, how am I even supposed to get to work because I'm not allowed to plow my own street?
He says if there are more weekend snowfalls, people will have to drive cautiously and, for some streets, wait until Monday for clear conditions. The National Weather Service in Juneau forecasts scattered snow showers the next few days, rain on Friday, and snow Saturday and Sunday. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.